Brandela.
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Okay. He hasn't come on yet.
Thank you, Hannah.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go mute. I'm trying to get some work done and some problem solving here.
Okay, I will as soon as he comes home. Yes,
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to mute.
So today we are connecting and controlling the month of Adar. And the handout can be found as described earlier on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yashem webpage. And then so on a mobile device, it can be found on the, usually at the bottom of the page. When you have that link open, scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The link above that says the first days of Nisan. When that page is opened up, please scroll down to day 12. And that will be our handout when you open up day 12. And I will start with a Lejeni Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Leakda L'shem Yud He Bavav He Beyehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kanane Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananehu Rosh Chodesh Adar for the year 5779, as 2 months of Adar, since it is a leap year. The actions you do on the 12th day of Nisan will impact, either positively or negatively, the months of Adar in the year 5779. It will impact both of the months of Adar. The first actions we take is to make the connection to all 12 permutations. Please join me. Yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, hey, wa. Yo, hey, 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 hey,
Shavatenu kabel, ushmatzi akatenu,
Yodea ta'alumot. Shin kufav sariyota. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoth we say in a whisper. Our next step is to make the connection to the relationships described in the Sefer Yetzirah. The more we see unity among these relationships, the more we understand the Sefirot in the different frames of reference, assists us in seeing the unity. The tribe is Naphtali. The sense is laughter, which is associated with joy. And the controller is the spleen. Most people don't understand what the spleen does. In our modern science, the spleen can be damaged, God forbid, in an accident and be removed. And the person has a little bit more concern about their immune system. But essentially, you can live comfortably without your spleen. Can you live comfortably without joy and laughter in your life? Now I'm going to read the donation given by the Nasi of the tribe of Naphtali. His name is Achira ben Enan. Beyom Shenem Asar Yom Nasi Livne Naphtali Achira Ben Enan Karbano Ka'arat Kesef Achat Shelo Shimumea Mishkala Mizrak Echad Kesef Shivim Shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh, Shneihem meleim solet belula, Vashemen lemincha, Kaf achat asara. Zahav melea ketoret, Par echad ben bakar ayil, echad keres echad ben shenato leola seir izin, echad lechatat uzevach ashlamin, bakar shenayim eilin. Chamisha atudim, chamisha kevasim, b'nei shana chamisha, ze karban achera ben einan. Zot hanukat ha-mizbea, b'yom ha-him ha-sacha, oto me'et nisiye, Yisrael ka'arot, kesef shetem esrei, mizrake kesef shenem, asar kapot, zahav shetem, esrei, shaloshim umeya, akara ha'achat, kesef v'shirim ha'mizrach, Ha'echad kol kesef ha'kelim el pa'i B'shekel ha-kodesh ka-abot ka-apot sahal Shutem esrei meleot ketoret asara haka B'shekel ha-kodesh kol zahal akapot esrim umea kobakar la'ala shenayim asar parim elim shenayim asar kavatsim b'nei shana shenayim asar min chatam ushireizim shenayim asar lachatat וכל בקר זבח השלמים, עשרים וארבעה פרים, אלים שישים עתודים, שישים כבשים בני שנה שישים, זאת המלכת המזבח. Akare himasha oto uvavo Moshe Elohel Moed Lidaber ito Vayishma et hakol Medaber elav Me'al hakaporet Asher al haron ha'edut מבין שני הכרובים וידבר אליו Our next step is to learn more about the various names. The first name we will look at is the tribe of Naphtali, the name Naphtali, which is a male name. Origin is Hebrew. Naphtali has the meaning to wrestle, a reef, sweetness to me. The gematria is 570, which is 57 times 10. 57 is the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasah. 10 is the completion. A full part suit, a full structure of Parnassah. The blessing for Naphtali, he will wrestle with evil and fervently guard his values. L'shamar, or shomer, means to guard. It's a word that connects to Naphtali. Lemech is a word that means hapless or a loser. Lemech was the father of Noah. Why do you think he was called Lemech? A phrase, Ish Nagor Chayil. A man of great strength. The Shoresh is a four-letter Shoresh. Nofet means sweetness. The letter Nun frequently falls away when a verb is conjugated. So we have the three-letter Shoresh. Nun, Pei, Hei. Which means a sieve. Things flow through a sieve. The energy verses. There are 15 energy verses, which connects to the Yud-Heh of the Yud-Heh Vav-Heh. Next to the upper worlds. There are nine words which we we know either connects with Yesod or with Malchut. Excuse me, Yesod or Chachmah. There are 42 letters representing creation, the 42-letter name of God, known as the Anabakoach. Contrary to a public opinion, the Anabakoach connects to Yesod, but it also connects to Chachmah. So it's the first time we've seen a verse that was connecting to both. Because in order for wisdom to flow into the physical world, it must flow through Yesod. The name Akira is male for boys, men. Its origin is Hebrew, and its translation is my evil brother. The word haparod, or haparad, is a mule. I always get mixed up, but I'm pretty sure that it is the mule that is a cross, a genetic inbreeding by men between a donkey and a horse. And the mule is sterile. There's no continuity, which is something that people need to realize about genetic manipulations. Phrase, Hey Elahu Aomer. It is not what he said. I mispronounced the first word. It's hallo, hu, omer. The shoresh of Achira, one shoresh is ach, meaning brother. It's an Aramaic two-letter shoresh. And the other one is ra, poor vision or evil. It's also a two-letter shoresh, meaning it's connected to Aramaic. And I remind you, the third name that we study is Enan. It's male, its gender is male, and its origin is Hebrew. It means to study, to read, to peruse, to think over, to look carefully at, to look up, to consider, to hate, to cloud over, to obscure, to darken, to be hostile. An eye, a stitch, a spring, an appearance, a face, a hole, a look, or color. The word is vayitzmach, meaning to grow, to sprout. The phrase, na v'nad, it's a moving wall. Yain, or ayin, it's the letter ayin. But it also means an eye, a stitch, a spring, appearance, face, hole, look, color. The energy verses for Anan. There are 26 verses that begin with an ayin and end with a nun sofit. There are 15 words in this first verse, which comes from chapter, I believe it's chapter 18 of Leviticus, having to do with sexual immorality. The connection is to 15 is connected to the upper worlds. Letters. Connects to Nun Aleph, which is the Hebrew word for please. It's a cry to Hashem. We'll now return to the original handout and review the consciousness behind the offerings of Ahira ben Anan from the tribe of Naphtali. The consciousness for all of the donations, all of the offerings from Naphtali, from the tribe of Naphtali, was to hint to the patriarchs and the matriarchs. The silver bowl represents Sarah Imenu, the chief of the matriarchs. The 130 shekels is the years of Sarah's life, rounding it up to 130 from the 127. Of her actual life. The basin is 70 shekels. The basin refers to Abraham, who was cast from his father's house. The bowl is, the word bowl in Hebrew is mizrak. It also has the meaning, it's cognate to a word that means cast. The 70 shekels of the bowl allude to the 70 years of age that Abraham attained when the covenant between the pieces was made with Hashem. He brought a gold ladle of 10 shekels. A ladle is called a kaf, meaning palm. The ladle looks like your palm. And he brought that to allude to or to hint to Abraham, who conquered his passions, because the word kafaf, cognate to kaf, means sounds like kaf, similar to kaf. Abraham conquered his passions. The number 10 hints to the 10 tests that Abraham passed during his lifetime, the tenth of which was the binding of Isaac. He brought an offering from a bull, a ram, and a sheep. He brought the bull to hint to the heifer that Abraham sacrificed at the covenant between the pieces. He brought an oleh, the ram, because, again, hinting to the ram that was sacrificed at the moment of the covenant between the pieces, and the sheep alludes to the turtle dove and the young pigeon, which is a poor man's sacrifice, which Abraham sacrificed at the covenant between the pieces. He brought a male goat as a sin offering, which hints to the she-goat that Abraham sacrificed at the covenant between the feasts. And he brought his peace offering of 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 sheep in the first year. The 2 cattle were a hint to Isaac and Rebekah, representing the body and the soul after the Mashiach, after the correction. The 3 species allude to Jacob, Rachel, and Leah. And the 15 animals allude to Jacob, Leah, and Rachel, plus the 12 sons. The handmaids were not included since they were called handmaids, and that would allow the other side to access this energy. This concludes our class for today. Before we leave, I want to explain clearly, because there are some things that people don't really understand about the next 2 days. Today is the 12th day, and the actions we do today are very important as it impacts the month of Adar. Tomorrow is the 13th day. On Thursday morning, we will make a connection to all 12 days of the year. How is that possible? Because the 13th day of every Hebrew month connects to the concept, the energy of unity, of oneness, of echad, the Hebrew word for one. This is a form of Hashem's mercy allowing us in the month of Nisan, in case we missed any one of the connections, we will be going through all of them tomorrow morning in our class, starting at 10. When I said 10, I was speaking of Eastern time. It's really 7 a.m. West Coast time. Tomorrow evening, Thursday evening, there is the search for the Chametz. When that search is complete, we say a blessing that essentially uses mind over matter to remove all of the Chametz that you didn't find, that you had not yet searched out of you. It's gone, it's disappeared. And if you would only be righteous in all of your actions, from that moment on, you will never have chametz again. Of course, we make mistakes. Our actions hurt people, our non-actions hurt people. So we can never be sure that we are complete in that. So we continue each year to do the search, to search for chametz, and to continue to look to improve our character traits, our midot. Tomorrow night, we will, as a community, in our 7 o'clock class, make the connections and make the statements that are appropriate for that time. The actual halakha says the search needs to be completed by midnight. Since we're in daylight savings time, that means by 1 a.m. We're saying it early. We're saying it at 10 Eastern time, 7 earlier. So if you are on the West Coast, please listen, but don't say it. But you have available to you in many places in your Haggadah, it's usually there. You can find it online. And of course, we will be reading it from the Hashem day, night of the 13th, which is really the night of the 14th. Friday morning by 10 o'clock a.m. in whatever time zone you're in, you need to stop eating chametz and not eat matzah until the Seder starts. But there is a burning of the chametz that takes place prior to 10 a.m. We are meeting right at 10 a.m. in the Eastern Zone, 9 in the Central, 7 on the West Coast. We will be, again, making that statement to burn your chametz so you have access to that information. Then during the day, if you don't have to work, and I would highly recommend you not, we actually read the Haggadah. So we prepare for the Seder by reading and studying aspects of the Haggadah. So I'm recommending that you consider doing that as well. Does anyone have any questions about what our actions will be? We will continue to meet. Even though we've completed all 12 months, we will meet tomorrow, the 13th day of Nisan, Thursday morning. We will again meet Friday morning. We will also be doing our normal classes Thursday night, as well as tonight. I have decided during Passover, not on the holidays, so Saturday and Sunday there are no classes because of the holidays. But when we reach Chol HaMoed starting Sunday night and Monday, we will have Torah readings for the Pesach Chol HaMoed days. We will have them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Again, these will be at 7 a.m. for these Torah readings, Pacific time. I hope you'll join us. And we will return to our normal schedule on Sunday, the 8th of April. Does anyone have any questions? If I don't speak to you, if you don't join any of these forthcoming classes, I wish you a Pesach Sameach, a truly eventful, cleansing Pesach, filled with the joy of what this holiday represents, true freedom from the desire to receive for oneself alone. Shalom to all. Shalom gadol. Have great joy and great peace in your life. Shalom. Shalom to all.
Shalom gadol.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.